Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Roastcast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. What'd you think of the finale, AB?
I loved it,
Rim. What a delightful, what a happy ending.
Yeah, I loved it. It was delightful. The whole thing, we wondered how they'd fit it all into the 2 hours. They fit it just fine.
Pretty easily with filler.
Maybe just a little less of their bullshit fillers. We never thought that was a possibility, but they just condensed everything and got it in, and it felt fine.
It was
not
fine.
Rushed.
A couple weeks ago, I predicted... I get most of my predictions wrong, obviously.
I said,
I think something's up with the finale. She's going to make her choice earlier than usual. Do I get credit for being right on that? Does that count last night?
No. I feel like we have gone more this direction. This is almost becoming normal, them letting them go
before the finale.
So I don't know. I give you no credit for that.
Okay, that's fine. I don't deserve it. I loved the episode. The beginning and end were the two best parts, my opinion. So
in the middle,
the middle was fine. Like you said, filler, we might fly through that a little bit. The two most interesting parts started at the beginning with that rose ceremony and the great send off. Okay. Do you have anything else to say before we get going?
No.
Okay. Picking up right where we left off with Ben. Ben is waiting for Tayshia to come back from the secret negotiation room. Tayshia went back to negotiate how she's going to handle this.
What am I supposed to do here, folks?
Yeah. If I give you this, what will you give me? Just a reminder, Ben came back because he's in love with Tayshia, despite Tayshia sending him home 2 days prior. So Tayshia returns. Ben says, hey, I should have told you, but I'm in love with you. Again, he's really letting the L words fly after having trouble saying it early. Now it's...
He didn't realize it, Rim. He didn't realize what love was. He's never been in love, Rim.
She asks, why didn't you tell me earlier? I said I was scared. I never felt this way before, like Gaby just mentioned. Part of it was I was so confident I would get a rose and go on to the next week. I'll just save the L word for later.
That's actually reasonable. This is classic Ben logic. Don't forget, Ben was the guy earlier in the season who got in trouble, big trouble with Tayshia, because he was like, I was just going to wait till the end of the date to talk
to
you.
That's right.
And then she's like, well, okay, the date's over. You missed your time. And then he got in trouble. So he had the same exact thought again. He's like, I'll just tell her later. It's all good. It's all good here. This is classic Ben logic.
He also mentioned that he told Chris before the last rose ceremony, I'm in love with her. I ran the tape. Absolutely true. He did say that to Chris.
Oh, I was wondering if he actually said that.
Wow. But again, he didn't say it on after the hometown. It was too late. Telling Chris doesn't...
Chris doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It's irrelevant. It's a rose ceremony. Ben says, the way you make me feel is the way that I've been wanting to feel my entire life. So here I am watching this thinking, she's going to let Ben back and Ben's going to win.
Ben's got a shot.
A real shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you make of Tayshia just saying, let me think on this. You can come to the rose ceremony, though. I haven't decided yet, but you can come to the rose ceremony.
That's fine. What do you mean?
I'm just wondering what you think of it. I'm not implying it was a bad thing to do. I'm just
wondering. You said earlier she went in the negotiation room. If you want good TV, you invite him back to the rose ceremony.
Outside, AB, things really turned around. What happened outside?
this is where everything changed for me, and I thought Ben really has a shot here. They're just talking like normal. Ben thanks her for talking to him, asks if he can hug her. They hug. They then break. Time
hand
to leave.
Kiss. Don't hand forget the hand kiss.
Give me time, Rim. I'm still going here. Gives her a hand kiss. Good move. Tayshia goes in 100% of the way. We're talking hitch here?
Leap. That was a leap into a
kiss. This is 100% of the way. Yeah. You're supposed to go 90? No, Tayshia went 100. Kissed him. This is when I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
Everything I thought about Zach and this being over is incorrect.
Wrong.
They kiss. They leave. It was a long kiss, by the way. That needs to be noted. Long kiss.
She got her money's worth.
Ben leaves smiling. He knows he just secured the rose. Yeah. Tayshia goes back inside. She says to the camera, "Why did I kiss him?" That's when I thought you couldn't resist it. You're actually in love with him too. This was a movie scene moment, Rim. This is straight from a movie.
I agree. I took her reaction as this was a kiss between two exes.
Who can't quit each other.
She yeah. regretted that kiss, I think. She said, "Why did I kiss him?" She, especially on a rewatch after you saw what happened at the end, she was like, "Ugh, I'm with Zach. I can't believe I kissed someone else." We made that joke yeah. last episode, but yeah. it really felt like she felt guilty about it. So
I agree. Yeah.
And to the camera, Ben says he's 100% confident he's getting a rose. Listen, Ben, I know you guys just kissed. It was a hot kiss. It was an unexpected kiss. I gasp when I watch that. But she just sent you home a couple days ago and reluctantly took you back. 100% confident seems like a bit of an overstatement.
Ben, do you understand what you've missed? You might think that you've just missed a couple days, but no, you missed freaking fantasy suites, pal. That's a big deal. That's when bonds are formed. That's when you really figure out if you're going to be able to last with this person, or at least if you want to pursue engagement and a life together outside of this. That's when you really do it, because you have, like, I don't know, 12 hours of uninterrupted talking time.
Yeah.
Very important, Ben, and you missed it.
100% confident.
100%. You want to say 100%? 100%. I don't like when people say 100%. I think I've said that before. It's too high of a percentage.
We say it constantly, though.
We say 100% all the time, but I hate when other people do it.
Speaking of confident, Ivan.
Ivan's also 100% getting a rose.
This man at the rose ceremony strolled up, strutting that ass right up in his ribbed mock turtleneck.
Not a care in the world for Ivan. Who's walking up.
Yeah, none.
He's fine.
Perfect.
I'm in a good spot here.
Zach's here too, knowing it's in the bag. Says, "Hey, Chris, FYI, Tayshia already told me she loves me, so
just
this
a
wrap, son." They do a little handshake. Then Ben strolls in. A big old happy-go-lucky grin on his face. Read the room, Ben. Absolutely read the room.
These guys just had fantasy suites with her. They don't want to see a third guy show up.
They thought
it was going to be Brendan.
Ben not getting a rose last episode was, you know, the undefeated one seed. Mm-hmm. Going out in the third round. The other one seeds are like, "Oh boy, now
we got a real shot
here. The juggernaut is gone. Nobody wants to see you back here." So they're not gonna be like, "Ben, he's back." Yeah. No one's excited for this. Wipe the smirk off your face. And also don't try to be friends with them right now. He's like, "What's up, guys? It's all good, right?
It's all good. It's all cool here."
No, this sucks for me. This stinks.
I hate seeing you.
This is worst case scenario for both Ivan and Zach is Ben returning.
I don't know if you see this, but Ben just reminds me of big old puppy dog. He doesn't really, he's just happy to be here. Just tail wagging like,
"I'm back."
Read the room. Read the room, Ben.
Tayshia's here also. Didn't really explain Ben's return. She's like, "We got Ben.
Ben's
so
back."
Who knows what's going on with that?
Stay tuned. Can't wait to find out.
First, she grabs a rose. That's called playing ball.
This is what they call...
Holds it up to your chest.
Playing ball.
Ruminates on it, thinks about it. Who should I give this rose to? Sets the rose down and asks to speak to Ivan. AB, you mentioned it at the top. I like a good out-of-ceremony breakup.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point where rose ceremonies are irrelevant.
Not only because
not only because there's no like, here's the last rose, oh, this person is shocked to not get a rose moment, but also people who don't get roses just come back and get roses anyway. So the rose ceremony is quickly losing relevance with me, and I don't like that.
That's fair. Hey, that's fair. Now, I don't get why... If you're at a rose ceremony, why you just don't go through with the rose ceremony?
Have that conversation they had.
You could have that after.
Just have it after. It would have gone identically.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Before we get to the conversation, though, Ben's like, Zach, man, what do you think's going on? Or you think she's going to come back? You think he's getting a rose? Ben?
Ben, again, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Zach is not in the mood for this.
Cool. We are not, again, we are not cool. We are not on talking terms right now. I just,
give
I
him
thought
a minute.
We got rid of you. Let me figure this out on my own. I don't need you talking. Yeah, it's just, again, the
just
dog.
Give
he's
me
just
a minute.
Climbing on your legs and stuff when you just get
What's
home.
What's going on,
no,
man?
Give me a second.
What do you think is happening? Eventually, Zach, nice guy, they had a conversation,
yeah.
But... His whole world just got shook up when you came in there. So, Ivan and Tayshia.
Man.
I thought this went about as well. If you're Team Ivan
well, like I am,
I thought it went about as... this was the least heartbreaking it could have gone. What did you think?
It just turns out that they had conversations in the fantasy suites that showed their... opinions on life and some of the things that matter the most to them don't align. So it seemed like Ivan understood what was going on here. Tayshia did too. We didn't see didn't see exactly what the conversation was, but it apparently revolves around religion. And they both just kind of were like, yeah, this makes sense. It makes sense to me why you'd let me go.
Yeah.
It means a lot to you. It doesn't.
I assume
the disconnect is that it does not mean a lot to him.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it.
The nice thing for the Ivan fan was that he was not blindsided, for lack of a better word. He he was like, yeah, you know, that makes
he was
sad, he was bummed, but he was like, yeah.
Yeah, it turns out
it's no good.
We don't fully align. He said, I knew this could be a bomb that explodes everything here, and it just did. He said he knew it was coming. He knew this was a possibility at this rose ceremony.
It would have been interesting to see this play out on camera. Obviously there's no cameras at the fantasy suite, so they couldn't, it's not like they withheld this footage from us.
No,
but I also think the religion not really talked about a lot on The Bachelor. I also think they're probably going to dip their toes slowly into, this was basically the first acknowledgement I can remember where a disagreement over religion between the lead and the contestant was aired. So I think maybe in the next couple seasons, we might see the type of conversation Ivan and Tayshia had on camera. What did you make of this comment from Ivan, AB? In the car, he says, I think this is a lot harder than Tayshia imagined. I don't think she'll feel comfortable with anybody by the end of this. She's not going to pick anybody, I don't think. And he said it in a way that was just kind of a little dismissive. This was not my favorite Ivan moment.
It wasn't great, but I think he thought he had a really good connection with her. And you just can't envision... You got to remember, like, yeah, they're on a TV show, but it's easy to think of it in real world terms. So he has this connection with this person. He probably thinks there's no way anyone... If me and her have this connection, there's no way she has that connection with someone else. So him getting let go, he thinks someone with less of a connection than me is still going to win or is still there and she's not going
to... It's not going to last.
It's not going to last.
Yeah.
Something.
Tayshia returns, says
buzzing.
Congrats. What's up?
So, I can hear some
buzzing.
Can
you hear that? Yeah, that's... Yeah. Don't get me fucking started, AB. It sounds like Uncle Buck's upstairs
started.
Drilling a hole. Yeah, I hear it. I should be able to get it out, but I don't know. Things are not going well here for me.
Rimming his audio, folks.
Listen, for people who don't know, if you just listened to the last episode, what you heard was me talking to a recording of AB. I had to re-record my audio. I had to recreate the conversation So I'm not even done with it. I'm not even finished with it yet. So that's what I'm
basically
doing today.
You had to act. You're acting.
Yeah. Yes.
For that audio. So we'll see. We'll see if Rim's got chops, acting chops.
The next day, Tayshia's family. Tayshia's journaling, so you know she's taking this seriously. She's been married before. A lot of that.
Well,
this
just
episode.
A note, she did have a rose ceremony. She gave two roses out.
Did we not even
mention
that?
No, we got
that?
Sidetracked. Ben and Zach got the first rose.
That's how little the rose ceremony is.
Yeah, it didn't matter. I mean, she left the other person off, so obviously the other two roses go to the two people.
The next day, Tayshia's family. This is a good family.
It's
entertaining,
a great family.
But also real family. Just good, top to bottom.
Beautiful family with mega wide smiles. All of them just love the vibes. Love everything about them.
Tayshia explains that she sent Ben home after meeting his family. Then he came back. He showed up at my doorstep. Her dad, Desmond, he goes, what? Desmond. You've
Desmond,
seen
that
the
happens
show.
All the time, bruh.
This is commonplace. That happened twice this
happened twice.
This season.
Yeah, it's just no big deal.
Tayshia says she finally got what she was looking for from Ben when she sent him home. Ben saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. Little aside, AB, is that not kind of weird to you in this context? The lead often requires certain things to be said from people who we know they have no intention of picking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? A contestant.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
On the reverse side, a contestant never leaves and says, well, he or she wasn't giving me what I needed to hear. So the lead keeps people around who they have no intention of picking because they check a phrase box. And if someone doesn't check a phrase box, they send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make you feel weird that like... All Ben had to do was just fill out this form and get back on the show, basically. She had no intention of picking him.
I don't go that far with this, Rim. I'm a romance guy, Rim, and I believe in the stories told to me by The Bachelor. If you don't believe in the stories, can't.
I do too. And I believe the Zach thing, but seeing what played out made me realize she was never going to pick him.
I don't think that. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know for sure. I always give him the benefit of the doubt because it makes it more enjoyable, for one.
Could be that I'm just in a bad mood.
You're in a bad mood. But part of me thinks that I think they want to give them a chance. They have the person as the top of their power rankings at that moment, but those can always flip. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't go so far as saying they want people to say I love you that they know they aren't going to pick later. I think there's still a chance that person that says I love you, even though they aren't their top person right then, could jump into the top spot.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize for even bringing up the possibility. Ben time. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak, arms are heavy. He's very nervous.
Mom's spaghetti.
Luckily, Ben went to West Point, which immediately impresses her family.
Yeah.
I did some research, AB. Tayshia's sister graduated from the Naval Academy last year, which explains...
why she said go Navy.
Go
the mom
Navy
said
beat
that.
Army, yeah.
Yeah.
Tayshia quickly explains what happened with Ben, why he's back, so they toast to second chances. What do you have on Desmond and Tayshia's conversation?
Tayshia's dad says he likes his background... but worries because going back to him not saying I love you and her kind of having to pull it out of him, she doesn't want her to have to work so hard for him to be on the same page as her. He doesn't want her to have to, you know, always be doing that with Ben, you know, pulling stuff out of him and getting on the same page. That's a lot of work and a lot of stress on her. He doesn't want that for her, or he's at least concerned about it a little bit.
They made that seem like that was a factor in her first marriage.
Yeah.
So that's probably maybe top of their priority list. Ben and Rosario, Tayshia's mom.
Beautiful name.
Ben reassures her it's a forever thing, and he's in love with Tayshia. Mm-hmm. Ben and Desmond, that's all I had from that.
He also says he can imagine having a family and children, and that he loves her daughter. Yeah. That's pretty big for the mom. I think she was pretty happy to hear that.
Ben and Desmond. What made me come back even after I was sent home, Ben says, is the way she makes me feel. I would be an idiot not to come back. What do you have on this conversation, AB?
Ben is great with parents. Number one, great handshakes. I don't know if you noticed that.
I mean, you think the guy's going to have a limp?
You're going to think the Army guy's going to have a bad handshake. No. Desmond, good handshake. Come here. Yep. Great handshake. You know I'm an eye contact guy. Great eye contact. He gives a speech to Desmond, looks him dead in the eyes while he's telling him that he loves his daughter. That goes a long way, and it hits home for Desmond.
One thing Ben did, I think, repeatedly with Desmond and with Tayshia a little bit was apologize for things that
he didn't do anything wrong.
He said it's my fault we're on different pages. It's nobody's fault. It's just a totally bizarre circumstance. He shouldn't feel sorry about not being in lockstep with her when they've had one date and she is considering several other men for marriage. You know, you don't have to be perfect with everything together at that point.
Yeah.
Anything else on this discussion?
No, these were just great. Ben did great.
Tough to recap this middle. It's just all good here.
Mr. Adams had a change of heart from earlier when he was skeptical. He says you would give him a chance after sitting down and talk to him.
I went into this thinking, you know what I like about Desmond? Most parents, they start off gruff, skeptical, I don't know about all this. And by the end, they're just like totally on board.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. I thought, oh, Desmond's not going to be totally on board. He's going to be like, I still don't buy any of this. I don't like that guy. That's what I expected from Desmond. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's totally on board.
No, he's on board.
So afterwards, they kiss a little bit. Ben says, I love you again. Keep in mind all these I love yous from Ben to Tayshia that she is not responding with.
She hasn't said I love you back.
She hasn't said I love you back or really anything close. This is post telling Zach I love you.
I know.
Over and over again.
That being said, in my notes here, I said, holy cow, is Ben going to win this whole thing? Because Tayshia says today she started to fall in love all over again.
So yes, she did love Zach. Start back at square one.
All over again, she's falling in love. Okay? That means going back to Zach saying, I love you, previous love, I'm starting over, leapfrogging that love, possibly, is what was going on in my mind. You follow me?
especially then, pre-Zach meeting the parents, I think once this next part happened, it was kind of wrapped up. But yeah. It was always a long shot for Ben, but there was always a chance.
There's some suspense there at this point in the episode.
Zach's day to meet the parents. Tayshia seemed more excited/nervous about this than she did with Ben. It just seemed like the stakes were higher. When Zach walked up with the flowers, she was like, okay, well, this is big. This is big. You know what I mean? With Ben, it was just like, hey, you want to come pop on in, say what's up? Long story short, AB, Zach said all the right things here.
He did.
You
he
can
really
take that
did.
How you want. But he said all the right things came out of his mouth. What do you got on this?
He did great with the parents again. I don't want to say owned up, but he explained his marriage and he even got into how he was drinking heavily and dabbled in some of that stuff.
That was the best moment, I think, when he was talking about that with Desmond.
He was just real. He was real with Desmond. He was real with the mom. Respectful. Looked him in the eyes. He handled it really well. He did great with the parents.
The discussion with Desmond was the best. There was, after he talked about that a little bit, he also really played to Desmond's.
Yeah.
Not implying that Desmond has a big ego, but he played to his, he gassed him up almost.
He was
like,
Tayshia
was telling me how awesome you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was we're really well done.
Zach talked about how high the bar was set by Desmond and that now Tayshia, that bar is set for Zach going forward, and he's ready for that challenge. It was a great speech.
He nailed it.
Yeah, did great.
Start to finish.
They leave. They're all hugging.
Zach was like, hey, get over here to the mom.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was getting at. They were leaving. When he was leaving, they were left as great pals. All of them. He dapped up the little brother, gave the mom the hug. Get on over here, Rosario. Get in here.
Noogie and the brothers.
These are pals for life. This is what it's going to be like every time they leave each other going forward for the rest of their lives. He did great. That's, again, I'm flip-flopping back and forth. I realize at this point Zach's got this in the mic.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed pretty clear.
Yeah.
Especially because after this, Zach and Tayshia left to start their new life in New York City. That was the episode. These two, happily ever after. No, but they went and kissed. Anything else, AB?
They went and kissed, and I noted Tayshia was giggling. You giggle about
during
someone.
During the kiss?
No. After. Oh. Like, as they're leaving. Mm. Like, she's so giddy about the yeah. thought of what's about to happen with Zach. She wasn't giggling with Ben. It wasn't that same joy that I see.
The finale episode is always weird to talk about because we know it's the only episode where we know the results.
We know the total results
of the scene. Yeah. So we can go back and be like, oh, I told you Zach was going to win.
I knew it all along. I knew it all along. No, here's your other side to that. Pro Rimini B side. We have our notes here. I'm just going off my notes. These are in the moment. I'm taking these notes. I don't go back and change my notes. These are the notes I have in the moment. Okay. At one point in this episode, I thought Ben was going to win. At this point of the episode, I thought Zach was a shoo-in. Okay.
Wait, speaking about changing notes, wait till you hear the episode from before when I'm re-recording the audio. I'm going to change all my takes.
Change some stuff in there. No, yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The next day? Question mark?
I don't know.
There's some question about the time. There's a discrepancy about the timing here, AB. I don't know if you noticed this. Tayshia is in a denim dress. Take note of the
paying
denim.
Attention what to what you're saying. What are you saying? What are you getting?
Just take note. Just remember that right now she's in a
right
denim.
Now.
She's wearing a certain. It might have been a romper.
I got that up
it was
here.
A denim thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind for later.
Okay. Okay.
I can't wait to tell you this.
Okay.
Mind. She's journaling per usual. Knock at the door. Who could it be?
Listen.
It's the big dog. Desmond, the man around these parts.
He goes where he wants on La Quinta properties, okay?
You in here? New host of the show. Desmond just periodically visits the lead and goes, are you sure about all this? Are you sure? I don't know. This seems ridiculous. Go ahead, AB.
Tayshia's done this multiple times now. The last person I expected it to be was my dad. It's like, what do you mean? The last person?
She didn't say that, did she?
Yes, she said that. Man. It's either Chris or your dad or one of the other two contestants. It's one of those four. What do you mean the last person? I could think of a lot. But what if John Paul Jones showed up at your door? What if your ex-husband showed up at your door? All that
Neil
stuff.
Lane.
Neil Lane. The last person wouldn't be your dad. I'd say that'd be the first
No,
guess.
He's in the top. Yeah, he's in the top echelon.
Come on.
Desmond's message to Tayshia is... Listen, we've been talking.
Are you sure?
These guys are fine. All right? They're fine. But we don't want you to make the biggest mistake of your life and regret this for eternity.
I didn't know what this conversation was
saying.
What are you trying to do? Was he trying to say don't pick anybody? Is that what he's
getting
at? I think
he was saying don't get engaged. Pick who you want, but don't get engaged. Okay. I think that was it.
As a Desmond guy, maybe he was just saying... He was just making make sure you know who you want here. Make sure, but it came across as she shouldn't pick anybody.
Yeah.
And no advice was given on which one they would prefer as a family. either. I don't know if you noticed that.
That's usually what made the family think. It was just pick who you want, don't get engaged, because they're both okay.
It was, we like them both. Yeah. We'll be fine with either.
Because this Ben was sent home, like, spoiler alert, 20 or 30 minutes before the end of the episode, that I feel like was the big suspense, was obviously she ends up with Zach. Does she get engaged? You know what I mean? Does he propose and she says no? So that was, I think, the only suspense they had going for
Was that suspenseful to you? I mean, I didn't have a question in my mind.
Because I didn't have a question in my mind because the rings are 100 Gs. Okay. And number two, she's been wearing it in public. So you knew she was engaged.
Yep.
They talk a little bit about her and Desmond talk a little bit about her divorce. Tayshia to the camera recounts his role in helping her get over that. So, Desmond's words have weight here, aside from, I guess, on top of him being her father.
Tayshia, after it was done, said she can't decide right now if she wants to get married again. As she's saying that, Chris Harrison's backstage smashing a champagne glass on the ground. Okay.
She was doing it.
Come on, this is just for the camera.
Zach, final date. They sit on a bench in the shade. Tayshia asks Zach if he's nervous. He says, I'm ready. And the look on Tayshia's face at this point made me wonder if she was waffling on the engagement. Never really wondered if she was waffling on Zach.
No, I didn't get that feeling. I got the same feeling. Just the engagement. A lot on her mind for this portion of the date. You could tell she wasn't her normal self, her bubbly self, light of the room. You could see the concern in Tayshia.
The weird thing was they carried over that theme into the next portion of the date, which was the adorable ballroom dancing. They were like, God, Tayshia's really stressed out. But I was watching, I'm like, it looks like she's having a delightful time with the man of her dreams. Yeah. She did not seem that concerned.
They're having
concerned
fun per usual.
Do you have anything else on this, on the dancing?
No, they did great with the dance. I can see these two making it a long time, is what I heard here.
Nighttime? You ready for the nighttime portion?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I thought Tayshia was all over the place here, AB. She was like, what if my priorities shift in 10 years or my personality changes down the road and Zach leaves because of that?
She was talking about how right now she's ready to take on the world. I think regarding, you know, she's famous, just Instagram influencer.
The numbers are going up over here.
They're flying up. Yeah, like that's my thing. I'm just famous. But in 5 years, what if I'm not that person anymore? I just want to be a stay-at-home, away from the spotlight, that type of stuff. Which, as she said it, I didn't know what she was talking about. As I'm explaining it,
it makes
a lot of sense. Like, right now, she's famous. What if I don't want to do that anymore, and we're not going to be in the spotlight, or I'm not going to be in the spotlight anymore?
I'll say this about Zach. I don't think he cares, legitimately does not care about comes next, traditionally, for Bachelor people.
I saw an article that his ex-wife spoke out just recently with People, had an interview with People, and she mentioned that she didn't think Zach was doing this for any sort of fame either. That's not the type of person he is. So that would go in line with that.
Last night when I was bapping around, he didn't post an Instagram. Like, he wasn't
nothing out there.
They didn't capitalize on the moment. You know what I mean? Just pretend that it was weird.
This is when you drop your new cologne line or something.
Exactly. Nothing. Just nothing from those two. It happened to be while they were together, the 9-year anniversary of Zach's sobriety. Mm-hmm. And he took that story and made it work with Tayshia's concerns. Said, it's the most important thing in my life because it allows me to not run away. Tayshia was concerned about him running away and actually face life as it comes my way. Zach, impromptu, he understands the seriousness of this moment, not just Tayshia's concerns, but what they're doing here, the seriousness of potential engagement. And he doesn't love Tayshia for what she does, AB, or what her current priorities are, but who she is, he's always going to be there for her, and it puts her at ease. This could not have gone better.
Fully agreed.
All right.
Fully agreed. This is a great conversation. The one thing I noted, he talks about his sobriety. This has got to be a tough place to be, the increased stress and anxiety that goes with being on reality TV, being in that bubble, the competition. This has got to be tough for a recovering.
Yeah. To the camera, Zach says, I think she believes in me. To the camera, Tayshia says, I love Zach Clark.
What's going on with Zach Clark? Why are they always mentioning his last name? Have you noticed that? They don't mention anyone else's last name, but they've mentioned Zach mentions it all the time. He calls himself Mr. Clark, and like Clark and the they were doing the painting thing, and it was Clark and the Princess or something like that was the name of the painting. He's mentioning Clark all the time. I don't know what the deal is there.
It's just two single syllable names. That's it.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Just a good name. Okay.
Their goodbye a few episodes ago, I thought, oh my gosh, that was too casual. You know, they weren't.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like they really missed each other. This goodbye was the same, but with the new context that they're head over heels in love with each other, yeah. It seemed just like two people who are going to be together forever.
What the situation is. I mean, I'll see you tomorrow when we get engaged.
Exactly. Ben's final date. Ben loves her too, AB. She makes me feel unlike anyone has ever made me feel. My gut tells me that I'm going to propose to her and she's going to say yes. That is wrong. Could not be more wrong. And we knew it at this point. We knew it.
Wrong. You're not proposing to anybody, pal.
No. She's not going to let it happen. Tayshia, wearing the same denim outfit she wore when Desmond visited two days ago.
Hmm.
So, Desmond visited. Then she broke up with Ben. Then she went on her date with Zach. Or she went on her date with Zach. Desmond visited between the dates. And then she broke up with Ben. Those are the only two options. Or I suppose she could have put on the same clothes from 2 days ago. Doesn't seem like something Tayshia would do.
That third option you gave, Rim, doesn't seem very likely.
No, just exploring all possibilities.
So you're telling me we were presented something inaccurately from these producers. Is that what you're getting at?
That is why I have a hard time believing the timeline. Sometimes, AB. Okay. You can't always believe what they're presenting. I'll be honest. Tayshia knows Ben's not the one. She comes right out and says it.
No, he's not. I tried. I wanted to give him a chance. She mentions... But they missed too much when they were gone. The only thing they missed was the fantasy suites. I go back to that being a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of timelines, let's say she sent Ben home 7 days ago,
mm-hmm.
let him back in the bubble 2 days ago,
mm-hmm. I'm following.
And is now sending him home again. Two breakups, same guy, 1 week.
Broken up twice, 1 week.
Why'd we bring him back?
She didn't know, Rim.
You think what happened in the intervening 2 days where she had an epiphany that she didn't want to marry Ben? Or do you think you're not going to like this, AB? Do you think that after her fantasy suite with Ivan, she realized Ivan is no longer an option? He's not religious, let's say. Ivan's no longer an option. There's only Zach left, but we have two more episodes to crank out. Why don't we bring Ben back so there's two people so the finale is not just Zach for 2 hours?
I think... She realized Ivan wasn't an option. This was an easy way to get rid of Ivan. I think that's what you presented there is a good possibility, yes.
Good possibility. I'm not...
It was an easy way to get rid of Ivan without, in a respectful, him not down on one knee way.
I have some sympathy for Ben because he...
Who does? Of course.
He came back, he said, I love you.
He thought he had it. She kissed him when she kissed him that night when he came back. He thought, okay, well, it's back on. I got this.
Only to get his heart shattered
again. Second time.
That was my other point about the timeline. Yeah. Is he's getting broken up with on TV repeatedly. What do you have on their conversation? She says some nice things at first, and then just gets right to it. I feel like my heart's with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, hey, rip the Band-Aid off for him. He missed fantasy suites. I like Zach. I'm in love with Zach. I'm not there with you. I tried to get there with you. I wanted to give you a chance, but we missed too much is what she said.
She says she doesn't want Ben to second guess anything, but if I'm Ben, I am definitely second guessing coming back? Saying I love you only to have my heart broken.
Of course.
I'm second guessing all this now.
This is a mistake.
Yeah. Ben says he's still in love with her. That doesn't change. When you love somebody, you want them to be happy. Tayshia's like, I want you to be happy too. And he goes, someday.
Hey, that's good.
It was a bachelor moment. Say what you want. That's a bachelor moment.
That's good. That's good.
Anything else on this? Off he goes.
He did better with the second break. You do get better when you do stuff more. So the second time around, he did better with the breakup in terms of not completely shutting down.
Again, I say to you, this was fine. It had to happen. It is simply not as good of television as the traditional.
No, it's not.
Have both people come to the proposal
spot. One person
about
to get down on their knees. Yeah, of course it's not as good.
You thought Ben had his heart broken here.
You
wait,
can't. You can't do it. You can't. If Tayshia wants to be like thought of in a good light, she can't bring Ben back and then let him almost get onto his knees to propose to her. She can't do that. It just couldn't be done.
She has a lot of excess goodwill built up. She could have gotten away with it.
That's true. She did save the season. By even being here, she saved the season and saved the franchise. Yep. But you want to talk about negotiation room? Yeah, I'll let Ben come back, but I'm not gonna let him propose. That's not gonna happen.
That's what happened in the negotiation room.
That's just compromise on both sides. Please bring him back. This is from the producers. Please bring Ben back for the so we have the two people left for the last week. Tayshia said, okay, I'll bring him back, but I will not let him propose. Negotiations. The art of the deal.
Zach chooses a ring. What's up, Neil Lane, the big dog, Mr. Big Diamonds.
Big Dust. You see this briefcase?
You want to know? I got all the different cuts. I'm a
this
jeweler.
This briefcase right here, you want to know what's in here?
$6 million. Sophistication. Class. Elegance. Neil Lane.
And Chris Harrison? He doesn't know nothing about these rings.
Do you want wood? Or do you want black diamonds?
You tell me.
Big dog. Anyway, so Zach chooses a ring. Did you see how he's holding it? Yeah.
Ram, let me tell you something. I thought this was silly. If you remember, Brendan had a date with Tayshia where they
went. It was
Tayshia,
Monday.
It was just yesterday. Tayshia picked out what she likes. Why is Neil Lane not providing some input on what Tayshia liked? He let Zach pick it out. Why didn't he just say, hey, we did a thing and Tayshia said she likes this one. She likes this ring. This is the one you need to take. He showed Zach all these rings and stuff. Why didn't you just give him the ring she wanted?
That's a great question.
I didn't like this.
To the camera.
You have the information that Zach needs.
She picked the
ring.
Don't look at any other ones.
No.
To the camera, Zach starts tearing up, talking about how much he loves Tayshia. Cute.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
There's still like 25 minutes left in the episode.
Yeah. I mean, this is when I felt stupid about asking how they'd be able to fit all this in. They fit it in with time to spare.
I don't have 25 minutes worth of notes. I'll put it that way.
No, definitely not.
Here's the final rose moment. It's 140 degrees.
I wrote that they're in the hottest point on Earth.
They looked like extras in the Dune movie, which was delayed by a year, unfortunately.
They're deep. They're deep in the... They're in a crater.
Yeah, they're deep in the foothills of the desert mountains.
You know, in science class, in like elementary school, you learn about the different layers of the Earth. They're past the crust, Rim. They're past the crust. They're in the mantle, okay? Okay?
There's lava bubbling up underneath the platform.
I don't know why they went down there.
This is the end of episode 3 when Obi-Wan and Anakin are going at it. They're floating around on the lava.
Holy cow, it was hot.
Tayshia expresses some hesitation with Chris. Okay, so she saunters up to Chris, who is so hot he can't think. And Tayshia's like, we'll see if I get engaged. And he just stared at her. He's simply staring at her. He's like,
Chris had nothing to say.
Anyway, good luck out there. They take a break. Zach's here. I'll be honest, AB. Maybe it was because the outcome was not in doubt for most of this episode. But I was surprised by the fact that I got choked up here.
You got choked
even
up?
Even at the beginning. It's been a while since we've had a happy ending.
This is a good ending. This is a good love story from start to finish. The Zach and Tayshia love story is good.
It's good.
Okay? It's good.
And the way they are around each other, they have a way about them.
I like
no
them
other
both.
Way to put it.
This
I
is
like
also,
them together.
this is the first time in a long time where we've been rooting for both people, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Who have we had
here's
recently?
Here's recent seasons rundown. We Hannah season with Jed.
No, okay.
Where
so
we knew the bad stuff about Jed.
Obviously, no.
Peter season,
no.
Which was just absolute chaos.
Yeah.
Ending, and we knew that him and Hannah
didn't get
engaged.
Or did he get engaged? And then they showed the video later, and
yep,
that's what happened, right? Yeah.
And then we had Claire's counts. That was a weird ending that I wasn't really rooting for those people necessarily. I wasn't invested in them.
No investment there. I am rooting for those two, but
yeah, well, now that they're gone, that's my policy.
Yeah.
Now that they're gone, good luck. Best of luck.
I wouldn't count that as someone that I'm rooting for in the moment.
Becca and Garrett.
Obviously not. We knew the off-screen stuff.
It hasn't been the storybook ending.
Ari and
this
Becca.
Ari and Becca. This was finally, we got a storybook ending.
Even Rachel, who we love, and Brian, we were
didn't
rolling our eyes as they were getting engaged.
Colton didn't have the storybook ending.
Nope.
At all. This was the storybook ending that the show has
Ben,
sold.
Right? Probably since
Maybe
Ben.
Maybe since Ben.
First
JoJo?
Season.
We didn't love Jordan with JoJo.
No, I love Jordan now, though. That was a mistake on our part.
Love him. Well, but he, you know, at the time, he was like the slimy guy that wasn't the fan favorite.
I'd surprise since our first season with Ben.
Wow. We've
crazy.
Never talked about a happy proposal on The Bachelor.
That's crazy.
They also looked really good up there, AB. And she was looking at him.
They look great.
Totally adoringly. His speech was tremendous. I'm not going to recount it here. I can't do it justice. Her speech also tremendous. Then also his secondary speech. There was a lot of really long speeches.
Secondary
that they
speech was good.
They were all good, but it was
secondary
a long
speech
time.
Speech was good, yeah.
Tayshia did that pause in the middle, made me gasp. I thought she was going to say, don't propose to me, but nope, got your rim. She's so in love with
propose.
Zach. It's overwhelming sometimes. And then Zach got on one knee and whispered, marry me. It was beautiful. This was great. Soaring music. Soaring moment.
Incredible.
These two so happy. Even if you're not Team Zach, and I think there are some people who aren't Team Zach, because there's so many likable guys in the final that maybe you attach yourself to someone else.
Sure.
This was such a happy moment. They are so happy. You want me to take away from the happiest TV moment of 2020? I'm not doing it.
I'm not going
to
do it.
They're
we needed
happy.
This. We needed this. We needed this moment. Tayshia provided. Don't forget, this season was ruined. And then Tayshia, out of nowhere, came, showed up to the Bachelor, showed up to the Bachelor bubble.
The season was ruined.
It was ruined. And she showed up, saved
ruined.
It, and gave us the best season in a long time. And she was the best lead in a long time.
That's incredible.
It can't
that's
be
what
overstated
happened.
What Tayshia did for this franchise and for this year. We needed this. This podcast needed this.
We had
what if it was just over months ago?
We had an amazing lead. Connect.
Amazing.
Really connect. With a great group of guys. This was great. As a lead, I think Tayshia deserves a lot of credit for enabling a lot of those conversations we saw this season. It says a lot that these guys were comfortable enough around her to go there on certain topics. She was also fun. She was funny. Style on 1,000 trillion. She played the right amount of ball, as we've said recently. Had a very relatable, real-life backstory. Easy to root for. Where do you put her on your all-time Bachelorette power rankings?
Oh, this is tough.
Bachelorette, not post-Bachelorette career. I think
she's got to be number one.
I think she might
be
number one.
If you're
going to
give me that, if you're giving me that, I think it... Well, I really liked Ashley, too. Don't forget about her.
Ashley,
she was great.
Yeah.
She was great. So it's one of those two as my favorite actual... Just the season... They had them as a lead, nothing to do with after the show. I think it's one of those two. You put me on the spot. I got to say Tayshia.
Factor in the things
just
about her season.
Situation.
Under duress. Yeah. The situation.
In the conversations they had, I think I enjoyed this season maybe a little more than Ashley. So I'll put Tayshia up there. Tayshia one, Ashley two, Rachel three would be my list.
Great list.
JoJo four.
No, after the final rose.
Stunned. We thought there was for sure
an after. Why not?
Why? That's
why?
Just the main question. Why? I saw a tweet
first
from
of all,
Chris
how dare you?
That didn't explain. Yeah, first
the,
of all,
the tweet
how
from
dare
Chris
you?
Was made it worse.
You didn't explain anything, Chris. He said the timeline. Like, what are you talking about? Make it 3 hours or go till next week. You have a free week. What next are you talking was, about, Chris?
I don't want that.
I don't want this stuff, no. But don't feed me that you had, couldn't make this happen. You did an after. You basically did a reunion already. You did yep. one. He did. They did the Mentel All. You tell me you can't get those guys all on the stage. It was four people you would have had to get. You would have had to get Ben. You would have had to get Zach. I guess five. Brendan, Tayshia, and Ivan. That's five people you'd have to get in the same room and record something for a couple hours. You're telling me you can't make it happen? What's the... Give me a reason.
Listen, it should have been Zoom. And you can't play the card Zoom. That they don't want to do that because they spent all summer
they did Zoom
doing
all
Zooms
summer.
On the
Everyone's
Goat episode.
Everyone's doing Zoom, Chris.
Yeah, no one... We're fine with that. It doesn't have to be perfect.
It doesn't have to be long either. Give me 30 minutes of after the final rose to see what's going on.
There was
and I
a want to moment,
see the good couple.
There was a moment last night when I, after the episode, I checked Tayshia and Zach's Instagrams, nothing. I didn't finish the story, her story that had Zach in it. But I was like, are these two even still together?
That's all That's we get is a story, though? An Instagram story?
Yeah, story. That's what I'm saying.
Not even a post?
Not a post. As of before we started on here, neither
That's
of them had
crazy.
Posted anything.
That's how you know so they are in it for that, Rim. Yeah, I mean, we need to know. We need backstory on. We need to know what's happened since then. We need a little. You couldn't give us the. You know, they've been doing recently where they show us those two, the couples. They show us the couples and what they're a couple minutes of what they've been doing since the episode or since.
They didn't even give us that.
They got engaged. They didn't even give us that little video. They could have showed us some... Did they quarantine together after that? Did they go to the same place? Do they live together now? We don't know anything. And that's unacceptable.
You also could have put it on, you know, you could have live streamed it on
anything.
YouTube. Build
yeah.
up the YouTube channel. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
They shuffled us off to the next season of The Bachelor as quickly as they could, which made no sense because this was a great season. We
great
want
season.
To stay with this season a little longer.
This is a feel-good couple yeah. that everyone loves. I mean, why would we not want to hear Sad. From them? And we want to hear from Ben and Ivan. We want to hear from those guys. Wow.
I have one last thing, AB, that we forgot to do. Well, not forgot to do, but now that the season's over, we can announce the Batch Bracket
oh,
winners.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I got a bunch of stickers. They haven't arrived yet, but when they arrive, I'm going to send them out. So we're going to do this. We're going to announce one winner at random from the top 15%. I'm going to randomize the Google Sheets. That person will get a shirt. And then we're going to announce 10 names. And if you're one of those 10 names, text the mailbag 773-234-7794 and tell us your address, and we'll get you a sticker. It's not going to be anything fancy. It's going to be an envelope with a stamp. And that's it. There's
and
not
a sticker.
It's just going to be a sticker. It's not going to be fancy. Here we go. Mary Bensley finished first overall with 91 points.
Congratulations to Mary.
Congrats to Mary. Jen Bock finished with 90.
I will say this. Congrats if you didn't use spoilers. If you didn't,
yes.
that is incredible.
Agreed. I think they gave a lot of points for the final rose pick, as they should. So if you pick Zach, you could leapfrog a lot of people. I finished with 68. Because I picked Brendan.
Don't forget I had Ben in my final two. I think, did I have the final two
does
right?
Does that count? I guess it does.
Did I have the final two right, but just got the wrong winner? Is that what happened?
I think you did. I think you finished
Maybe
way ahead
of me.
Maybe
the final three? I had Ivan too, I think.
I had Brendan over
did
Ben.
Did I do it? Am I going to win am I gonna win this t-shirt in the top percent? That's the question here.
All right.
I'm going to look it up while you do.
Top 80 in ties were eligible, 15% of all that entered. That happened to be anyone that finished with 80 points or more. So I've got all those names in a Google Sheet. I'm going to randomize them five times. The top one gets a shirt. The next 10 get stickers. Here we go. The winner of the t-shirt with 83 points, Kimberly J. The next 10. We're not clapping for all 10. This is like this is like graduation.
Oh, okay. Wait.
No. You can clap for the t-shirt.
That was the t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Kimberly. Congratulations.
Kimberly
and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. The next 10.
Wait to hold the applause to the
hold
end,
the
folks.
Applause
parents,
till the end.
Parents, hold the applause.
Angelina Bachelorette is the name. 81 points. Rebecca A. with 81 points. Julia W. with 83 points. Emily B, 80 points. Lauren S., 81 points. Nushin H., 81 points. Katie K., 81 points. Lily P., 86 points. Karsha B., 87 points. Michelle J., 89 points. Thank you to everyone for playing.
Congratulations.
We should have information. You can clap now. You should have information on the next bracket soon. We're considering switching websites, so stay tuned for an update on that.
I scored 70, by the way, Rim. Pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty really good. That's better than me. Anything else?
There's some stuff coming, Rim. Throw some teasers out there. Some stuff's coming.
Stay tuned.
Big stuff.
I'm not in the mood to make a happy-go-lucky teaser, hey, so stay.
I'll do it. Big stuff's coming. Big stuff's coming in the new year. 2021 new Rosecast.
Well done. Well done, AB. That was actually very well done. Stick around. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
We'll be back.
From Matt James.
How are you feeling about Matt James, by the way? Just real quick.
Well,
I saw a couple things they did. To start commercial breaks, they showed a little bit of Matt James. I watched some of it.
And then the big trailer came after the episode.
I don't know if this man has the juice, Rim. And that is tough to say. I didn't think that would be the problem. An ex-cool, ex-athlete, 6'3", 6'5", guy. No, he's like 6'6", or something like that.
He's
cool,
big.
Swaggered dude, ripped out, shredded out, sexy as hell, good look. Cool, mixed skin brother like
what
that. I didn't think that'd be a problem. I didn't think this would be a problem, Rim, but I'm starting to wonder if this guy's got the juice.
Listen.
I'm concerned. But also, the worse The Bachelor is, the better we do, so I'm happy.
Thanks for listening. Well, hey, I don't know if he has juice. The promos didn't make it seem like it.
I don't know if he has juice. I really don't.
I really don't. We will see. I think the couple things he said was like, I look at love as a blessing. And I'm like, God, we are in for a trudge of a season. We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.